Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson. I am doing my best to fill in for Andrew McKay as he is out for the holidays. This is News Radio 92.3 and 1620. And today, we've made it through the first hour. And then for the rest of the show, I've tried to line up some guests to call in. And our first guest that we've got on here today is Superintendent of Schools for Escambia County, Keith Leonard. And Keith, I want to thank you for getting up early this morning and putting that coffee on and calling in and joining us today.
Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. I know, Keith, there's a lot of projects that the school district has going on. We've just closed out the first semester. And let's talk a little bit about some of the school improvements that we've got going on around the county, and especially after we just passed, again, the half-cent sales tax this past election cycle.
First of all, I'll start off by thanking our citizens for the overwhelming approval of the half-cent sales tax for another 10 years. There's a lot of things that happen in the school district, and it's because of the citizen support on the half-cent sales tax, keeping our infrastructure up to date, and really trying to stay ahead of times, specifically with technology and then also with capacity. One of the things that we were able to do, some of that funding, was purchase some property out between Beulah Elementary School and Beulah Middle School. As everyone's aware, there's a lot of homes being built out that way, and of course there'll be students in those homes, so we're trying to make sure we're ahead of the curve, making certain we stay in compliance with facilities, and just really, really appreciative of that. You're right about the 23-24 school year. We had some pretty significant academic improvement. We ended up with 14A schools, 12Bs, 25Cs, and we did have one school that made a D. I'll hopefully be able to talk about that a little bit later on this morning about some of the plans that we have there at Warrington Prep. But what we've really been working on academically is just to sustain that momentum, differentiated instruction with all students, individualized instruction may be a better way to put it, also making certain that they're still having fun at school while focusing on those academics. I know this week I've had the opportunity to visit several as we're closing out first semester, saw a lot of smiling faces, saw a lot of faculties having good times and celebrating after the students had left. We just got today and half a day tomorrow.
That's right.
We'll get to do a little resting. Right. Progress monitoring one is going good, Walker.
Good.
We just finished up progress monitoring two from an academic standpoint. So first semester closes out about noon, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Love it. And then as you catch your breath, after this first semester and head into January, what are some of the things that the school district kind of starts to focus on as we close out the school year running towards the end of May?
You and your listeners will be the first to hear this. We had our final meeting with the administrator there at Longleaf Elementary School. So in January, we'll begin discussions with all the rising fourth and fifth graders at that site and their families, because beginning in 25-26, Longleaf, just like Cordova Park in West Pensacola had done this year, Longleaf will add sixth grade, and then the next 2 years, Longleaf will add seventh, and then they'll add eighth, and they will be our first full-fledged K-8 school. So I met with them yesterday. We'll be meeting with their parents as we get into January and February, so that's very exciting. Doing it at Cordova Park in West Pensacola is going to give Mr. Brown and his team out at Longleaf, they'll be able to provide some good information as it relates to the obstacles, roadblocks, and positives that they've been able to see in this first year. And we may do that at a few other sites as we work our way through always keeping in mind what's going to be best academically for all of our schools.
Right, and again, that's that program that you've got, a sixth grade program at those elementary schools where they can stick on for an extra year at those two elementary schools. And if you'll hold on 1 second for us, Superintendent Laird, we're going to get some traffic on the fives, make sure everyone's moving around there safely this morning.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. And Superintendent, I know a lot of what you do is funded through the state. And we just had State Representative Alex Andrade step into the studio. And so I just wanted to make sure you got a chance to make sure that you could ask him for some money if y'all need it from the state anyways. so we want to say good morning.
Alex, give us all you can. Give us all you can, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Superintendent. How's it going?
Good morning, Representative Andrade. Good to talk to you. Sorry I can't see you, but good to talk to you.
You too.
Again, you know, big win with the facilities and the half-cent sales tax, or the half-penny sales tax going back in. I told my mom,
I'm like, still a half-cent.
Half-cent, that's right, that's right. And I told my mom, that's like the first political thing I ever remember as a kid when we moved here in the you know, 94, 95, and I guess that was the first time it was on the ballot, was sometime there after that. And that's the first time I remember people having to go vote for something was for the that extra half cent on our sales tax. As a curious fourth grader at Scenic Heights Elementary School. So anyways,
I believe you're still curious.
That's probably true. Still trying to figure things out. But I want to thank you for coming on with us this morning and telling us, giving us a little bit of an update about what's going on with our school district. And I know you've got a, it's not quite over, but we're halfway there, right?
That's correct. We are, I guess with me being an old football coach, we're going to consider Christmas break halftime.
That's it.
And then we'll come out second semester, like it's the third and the fourth quarter. And we will finish strong. Got some really good people, a strong faculty and staff at all of our 52 school sites and centers. We're looking forward to second semester, but this will be a welcome break over the next 12 days.
Good, good. Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't see you. And, again, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Walker. God bless you and Representative Andrade. Y'all have a good rest of your morning.
You too. Merry Christmas, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, Alex, I want to thank you for coming in this morning. I know I texted you to see if you could come on for a segment of an interview, and then I said, why don't you just come hang out for a little bit this morning before you get down to work. So I've known Alex and his wife Jessica for a long time since I moved back to Pensacola in 2016. They were some of the first new friends I made when I moved back home through Pensacola Young Professionals. But thanks for being here today, and I know there's a lot going on. As we're gearing up going into session, got new speaker. This is your last 2 years in the house, and so we're gonna be excited to hear about that when we come out of the break here in a little bit.
Can't wait! Looking forward to it.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, a lot of times when people have a special car, they think that it needs to go to the dealership to get serviced. You know, you've got a Porsche or a Mercedes or a BMW, a Genesis, a Volvo, an Audi, or a Lexus, and you think, oh man, I got to go to the dealership. I got to pay the higher price. If it's at a distance, I got to drive to it. I got to spend the gas and the time. No. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. They work on these cars all the time. Same for your domestics. Okay, Chevy, Ford, whatever. You can take it to Bobby Likas. Your diesel engine? Yes. Your gas engine? Of course. Now, their philosophy is they want to see you for the little things. The preventative maintenance. The routine scheduled checkup. Like, you take your body to the doctor. Why? Because you want to have your body checked out. And your body is actually self-healing as a complex mechanical system. The car is not self-healing. Okay, but you want to take it to the Bobby Likas because they're going to look it over and find the problems before their problems. Like, that's the goal. Also, they do fleets. So if you have one car, fine. If you have a business where you have 20 cars, they can take care of you. Two locations on Davis Highway in the classic location and now on Highway 29 right across from the Walmart, Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! Here's a Santa!
Today at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. And happy that you are here with us today. And we've got a big show ahead of us. And we got a ton of interviews coming up, so don't turn that dial. And right now we've got with us State Representative Alex Andrade going into his seventh year in the state legislature over in Tallahassee. He's got two more years over there representing House District 2 in Escambia and Santa Rosa, the southern portions of those counties. And new committee assignments just came out, and they've got a delegation meeting, a local delegation meeting coming up as well. So I wanted to have Representative Andrade in to talk a little bit about those committees and what he'll be doing over the next couple of years, and let us know about the delegation meeting. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks, Walker. Yeah, it is crazy. Like, 6 years has flown by. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I'm going to my last term. Looking forward to never running for office again. but I did enjoy that Jimmy Petronas spot that just aired. That was great.
That was good. So what committees were you assigned to? I know this is a speaker that's going to be in for the next 2 years is somebody that has been in since you got elected in 2018, mm-hmm. For the first time, and y'all have been close friends throughout this whole thing. And so I know he gets to pick where folks sit and what committees they're on. But tell us a little bit about the committees that you're going to be on and what those committees kind of oversee.
Yeah. So the now speaker, Danny Perez, he's a young guy from Miami. We met before either of us were elected back in 2017, and we just formed a good, strong relationship. And through the process over the past, 6 years, especially working with Senator Broxson, I knew that because Senator Broxson was terming out, we'd lose a huge impact, a huge voice on the appropriations side of the Florida budget and the Florida legislative process. So I moved from being the budget chief for transportation economic development, meaning I had the control of the DOT budget and economic development budget, the arts and cultures budget for the past 2 years. And I've stepped into a role. I asked Danny to let me step into a role of running, overseeing the healthcare budget. So I've had oversight of about like $22 billion for the past 2 years. And now we'll have oversight of significantly more than that, about 50% of the Florida budget. I'll have oversight of in this new role. And I knew that, again, like we needed somebody from our area to serve in the appropriations process still. And there was, you know, with new folks coming in, there was nobody else really able to step into that role. So I was happy to do it.
Well, that's exciting. And so I saw also that you're on the, I guess, joint committee for appropriations. And so it looked like there's just a few folks on that. But just real quick, we're going to get traffic on the fives from John. Make sure everybody's traveling around town safely this morning.
And yes, they are. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So, Alex, what is that joint committee? Is that with that's folks from the legislative side on the House side and also from folks on the Senate? Is that kind of how that works?
Throughout the year, like any type of entity, the executive agencies, the executive branch of Florida's government, they need like amendments to the budget or they need budget authorization from the legislature when we're not in session, because we're only in session for about 60 days a year.
Right.
So during that time, when the legislature's not in session, the Joint Legislative Budget Commission will convene. And yeah, it's made up of a handful of folks from the House and from the Senate. Normally budget chiefs, like I've served on it for the past 2 years.
Okay.
And it's our job to make sure that we're overseeing the budget year round and making sure that we're good stewards of the taxpayer dollar.
Good stuff. Are there some things that as you look going forward into this session, in 2025 that you're, you know, looking to bring forward as far as legislative bills or kind of priorities as you kind of step into this new role with on the healthcare side of things?
Yeah, I think probably the most fun bill that I'm looking forward to floating is it's somewhat top secret. It deals with President Trump and preemption, so it's going to make the right people angry. Can't wait to announce that one in a couple of weeks. But we get 7 bills. I get to figure mm-hmm. out, you know, which ones are like commodities to trade on and which ones are priorities for myself. I want to bring back a bill to reform bail bonds and refunds for bail, but that's one I've done in the past, and it's always just kind of gotten hung up in the Senate. So in my last 2 years, it's trying to figure out which ones I want to, you know, look back on and say I did everything I possibly could to pass. And so those are the decisions I'm making right now.
Good stuff. I know that I was kind of a little bit off topic, but staying in the same lane here, I know Representative Rudman had resigned to run for Congress for this open seat that Matt Gaetz resigned from. And so is there a timeline on, we've got folks in Santa Rosa, maybe they're curious about, is there a timeline yet for an election to fill his seat moving forward? Or
not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Not
yet.
So
just stay tuned.
Yeah, just stay tuned. It's moving at the speed of government. I know a lot of people were kind of frustrated with how long it took for a special to be called for Congressman Gaetz's seat. But no, a special has not been called yet to replace House District 3. Not for lack of trying.
Right. I gotcha. Fair enough. And I know that y'all do have a delegation meeting coming up. And so what can folks expect at that meeting, and where is it, when is it, and how can they make sure that they're there if they want to come?
Yeah, so one of the fun parts of my job is I get to chair the delegations for Escambia County, which is myself, now Senator Gaetz, and Representative Salzman, and the Santa Rosa delegation, which is now just myself and Senator Gaetz. The Escambia delegation meeting is January 8th at Pensacola State College at 5:30. The Santa Rosa County delegation meeting is January 9th at St. Sylvester's Church at 5:30.
Very good. Exciting stuff. Well, we are about to close out this half hour here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. I want to make sure if you've got questions you want to send in, you can text us at 850-437-1620. Make sure you're texting safely as you may be driving, listening to us this morning. But we will get back here with you after we get back from the break.
Foster.
House Republicans have been ordered to shut down the government.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries on the collapse of a bipartisan short-term spending agreement opposed by President-elect Trump and some other Republicans like Florida's Ana Paulina Luna.
We should shut down the government.
That happened Saturday without a deal. A 15-year-old girl who killed another student and a teacher at her school Monday was, according to court documents, in touch with a would-be shooter in California.
Police detained a 20-year-old Carlsbad man for allegedly planning a mass shooting at a government building, a plan they say he coordinated with the Wisconsin school shooter. According to a gun violence restraining order obtained by KFMB, Alexander Poffendorf admitted to the FBI he shared his plans with the team.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Police say the girl in Wisconsin had two handguns during the shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 56 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. An active-duty Marine stationed at NAS Pensacola has been charged with the murder of a missing woman whose body was found yesterday in Mobile. Deputies say 20-year-old Willie Ellington was arrested in Opelika, Alabama, on Wednesday afternoon. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of child pornography. Police in Mobile say they found the body of 26-year-old Tashay Bennett in a ditch Wednesday. She'd been missing since Saturday. Investigators believe the woman was working as an escort and had met with the suspect when she disappeared. A 12-year-old girl is dead after a crash on Quintet Road yesterday. FHP says that crash involved a log truck, a propane delivery truck, and two SUVs. The girl was a passenger in one of those SUVs, the driver of that vehicle, a 50-year-old woman from Nauvoo, Alabama, and the driver of the propane truck were also hurt in the crash. Well, we are seeing some reaction from former District 1 Congressman Matt Gaetz to the news that the House Ethics Panel report on his sexual misconduct and drug use allegations will be made public this week. He posted on X after that news broke. Gaetz said, quote, "My 30s were an era of working very hard and playing hard, too." We've posted Gaetz' full statement on the News Radio website. Five Florida school districts and nearly 200 individual schools earned Purple Star designations for supporting military families.
This is only given to schools that strive to offer extensive support for military families, and it's not something you can just get willy-nilly.
Governor Ron DeSantis there, he announced those awards yesterday. Five school districts earned Purple Star District of Distinction designations. That includes Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Eight schools in Escambia County earned Purple Star School of Distinction designations. That includes Pensacola High School, Beulah and Ransom Middle Schools, Ferry Pass, Kingsfield, Navy Point Elementary Schools, Redeemer Lutheran, and Georgetown Technical College. Schools have to meet several goals to earn that distinction, such as maintaining a webpage for military students, have a percentage of their open enrollment seats reserved for military students, and run activities to support military families. Well, Pensacola's red light cameras will be turned on here in just a couple of weeks.
Your final month, if it's important to you, as many people have reached out or commented on Facebook, if it's important to you to run red lights, then you have one more month to do it where it won't cost you any money. My goal, and hopefully most people, when they that their concerns, they share their concerns. My question naturally always is, which red light do you like running that this affects you?
Mayor D.C. Reeves from his press conference this week, he says those lights have been installed at five of the most dangerous intersections in the city. They won't be activated until the first of the year. Once they are activated, there will be a one-month grace period. Tickets won't start going out until February 1st. The fine would be $158 for running a red light. The man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump is now facing state charges in Florida. Ryan Ruth is wanted for felony attempted murder in relation to a crash that gravely injured a six-year-old girl as he was being arrested following the assassination attempt.
Not knowing what was in that vehicle in terms of explosive devices, they had to stop traffic in both directions in order to effectuate the stop, make the arrest, and assure the safety of the public. It was during that stop that a tragic accident occurred that seriously injured a six-year-old girl who was traveling with her family.
That is Attorney General Ashley Moody, and she says when you couple that girl's injuries with Ruth's other criminal conduct, it warrants felony attempted murder charges. The maximum penalty for that would be life in prison. Moody also discussed the state investigation into Ryan Ruth. She says her agency was routinely stonewalled by federal investigators who wouldn't share evidence and attempted to shut down their investigation. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good this morning. Starting to see a little delay on 98 as you're approaching the Garson Point Bridge. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45. For Friday, high near 65, plenty of sunshine. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 35. A bit cooler for the weekend with a high near 56 for your Saturday. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' first morning weather team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 56 degrees around the area, mostly cloudy skies right now. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks plunged with all three major indexes posting their biggest daily decline in months after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points, bringing the target range to 4.25% to 4.5%. The central bank also revised its outlook for rate cuts in 2025, indicating there will only be two reductions next year. Boeing is laying off more than 100 people in Pennsylvania. The plane maker is laying off 3,500 workers in total across multiple states, including Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and more. That's according to Manufacturing Dive. 51% of singles say they'd move in with a partner sooner than planned to save money. That's according to a new eHarmony report. Financial experts' rule of thumb is that your housing costs shouldn't exceed 30% of your income. However, almost half of renters in America reported spending more than that in 2023. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the Kid at Heart will love their unique gifts too. Can't decide? Get a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy
From
New
all
Year.
Of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We have rolling through here as we've got 4 hours of news to cover and trying to do my best to hang on. But we've got another guest that's called in this studio this morning. A good friend of mine, went through Leadership Pensacola together. It's been just a few years back now, but we've got the who will be new here sworn in a couple of weeks, property appraiser for Escambia County, Bubba Peters on the line. Good morning, Bubba. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, good morning, Walker. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we still got State Representative Alex Andrade in the studio hanging out for a little bit this morning too. And so thank you guys for both helping me out and make it through this show today. So, Bubba, I know that...
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
I know that you've been in the property appraiser's office for a long time now, and you'll be taking over, for the holidays, you'll be putting on the big red suit and the hat here in just a couple weeks and taking over. So talk a little bit about what that transition looks like or has been looking like over the past couple months as you gear up to take over the reins here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so of course, Mr. Jones has served the community for now actually 29 years. So there's a lot of policies and procedures that are, well established. There's going to be very little change when it comes to what you see when you come in the office. I believe our customer service and what we provide the public is outstanding. It rivals any agency within our community. So you won't see much change there. There are going to be, some minor things. We're going to be looking at updating the website, more putting lipstick on the pig type thing than functionality. But to start with, like I said, we just want to kind of ease into it. January 7th, I'll be sworn in. We'll hit the ground running. Just kind of got through tax bill season. So we're getting ready to start moving into exemption season. And we'll be, it's kind of the calm before the storm.
Well, hey, Bubba, this is Alex Andrade. I just wanted to ask you, that was a great polished response to Walker's question. You're doing great in politics in your first few weeks, obviously, but between us girls, come on, what's the biggest thing Mr. Jones did wrong that you're going to go fix now that you're taking over at the property appraiser's office?
Again, for 29 years, he served this community. Hey, look, if he did something wrong, the voters would have decided he had done something wrong, and he would not have been the property appraiser for 29 years. And I hope to be able to follow in his footsteps, honestly. He's been a great mentor to me. Like I said, there's when you have an office that runs like ours does, there's just really no overhaul of anything within our office. There's a couple of things that's on the dartboard that, of course, I'm going to kind of keep under my sleeve here, but there's not really nothing that's going to be overhauled.
That's a great response. Yeah. I think that's a, like the that's exactly what you want to hear out of someone serving the public in your community as they transition into the role. That's thank you for that response.
Yeah. Well, and Bubba did tell me he's going to bring back wear jeans on Fridays to the office downtown. So that's what he's bringing back. We've got John with traffic on the fives. So make sure everybody's getting around safe this morning, John.
No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Everything's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. We've got Bubba Peters, the property appraiser or elect, going to be sworn in here on January 8th for Escambia County. And, Bubba, talk a little bit about, I know we chatted that you've got some homestead exemption deadlines that are going to be approaching earlier this year, and what do folks need to be either looking for coming from your office or that they need to be proactive on to make sure they're getting those filed in time?
So there's just a couple things. Number one, the typical date for filing homesteads or any exemptions is typically March 1st. March 1st falls on a Saturday this year. So that will be extended to March 3rd, Monday, March 3rd. That is probably the most important thing that I could get out in this session, just making sure that if you have not filed for homestead for 2025, that you do so. It has to be, of course, on your primary and permanent residence that you reside at. You just want to bring down your Social Security, got to know the number. You don't have to bring the card, your driver's license. If you do have someone else that's an owner on the property, want to make sure we bring their information as well. You also can do it online. If you're comfortable with that, highly suggest you do it. Beat the traffic. Don't have to wait in line. We do have two offices downtown and up in Milan. Also the second thing is you will be receiving, if you do already have a homestead or had a homestead, you will be receiving the homestead receipt. So if there's anything that's changed on your property, please fill that out. Don't just disregard it. Please fill it out, send it back into us so that we can make those changes to your account so it doesn't cause you a problem down the down the road. So those are really the only two things that we have coming up. That exemption deadline, like I said, is going to be March 3rd this year. We will be open on Saturdays from 9 to 12 in the month of February. That's where we kind of see the highest traffic. So downtown will be open in February on Saturdays, 9 to noon.
All right. Well, good stuff. Well, Bub, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. Excited for you and proud to call you a friend. So good luck with everything. And again, be watching and I'm sure you'll be successful. You got big shoes to fill, but you've been there a long time and learned the ropes. And so you'll do a great job in serving the people of Escambia County. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, man. Thank you, Walker. Thank you so much, Walker. Alex, thank you for what you're doing, buddy, serving our community. And I hope both of you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bubba.
All right.
Take care.
We've got a couple minutes here before we close out the hour. And we do have coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll have Deputy Chief Andy Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office coming on with us out of the break at the top of the hour, just past 7 o'clock. Then we will have Senator Rick Scott calling in to talk for a few minutes at 7:19. We'll have Commissioner, the Chairman of the Escambia County Commission, calling in at 7:38. And then we'll close out next hour talking a little bit about what's going to be going on downtown in Pensacola. So I want to thank you all for listening this morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay as he's out on vacation. I want to encourage you, if you've got any questions or comments about what we're saying here today, or if you want to give me two thumbs up or two thumbs down, you can always text 437-1620. And we did have a question come in here. Alex from Dan asked about bringing back a bill for cameras in the classroom. I don't remember anything about that, but Dan wants to know, is that something that's going to be coming forward, I guess, in this next legislative session?
I really couldn't tell you if cameras in the classroom will be a topic of discussion for legislation. There's always questions on any type of bill or policy, right? Like on this type of suggestion, that I can see some benefits, kind of similar to body cameras on police officers. You know, protects both the, you know, the professional and the member of the public they're interacting with. But at the same time, I think that some teachers probably have some concerns about, you know, cameras being on in the classroom at all times. I think it's the type of policy that'll just be open to debate, and it's one that I'm very comfortable saying I'm not the expert on. But no, I mean, I've heard of it before, yeah. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I just can't say it's a good idea, and until I see the language, I don't know if I'll support something like that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fair enough, and I don't remember that coming about, but I'm sure maybe I missed it, and it's been a couple of years since someone brought that bill forward. And I can imagine that would cause some controversy. You know, parents would have some big concerns with cameras in classrooms, and depending on how that all played out. But again, if that's a bill that comes forward this legislative session, I'm sure that we'll have a robust conversation as a state on how we want to deal with that, right?
Yep.
And so I know we got a text in as well from when we had Bubba on, that do we have to reapply each year for the exemption? For your homestead exemption, I'm trying to find out for you, and we'll let you know here shortly. Alex, we talked a little bit, or I talked a little bit about in the first hour when I was still trying to figure out how this whole thing worked, about On Bikes Pensacola, and told folks about On Bikes, and that's a charity that you and I and your wife Jessica and a group of our friends started in 2016, and you know, you were a big help on especially the bike build portion of it, where we would, you know, yeah. We solicit funds every year. We buy bikes unassembled.
We need to take a commercial break real quick.
Yes, so no problem.
We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, I'm Tom DeFranco with DeFranco Gas, thanking all our customers for a great year.
We'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at DeFranco Gas.
This is Terry with Air Design Systems, wishing everyone a cool Christmas.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
This is Tana with New South Windows, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We're going to start off here and make sure that we've got our traffic on the fives covered and we're all getting around town safely this morning.
Well, we are. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, perfect. I know we had a question about filing your homestead exemption, if you got to do that every year, and we did get an answer back. You only have to file that homestead exemption once, and we'll re-up every year unless you notify the property appraiser's office that you do not want it to be your homesteaded house exemption. So thank you, Scott, for texting that in. And then, Alex, we were talking about On Bikes Pensacola, a charity that we got going, and just wanted to give you, you know, a chance to plug a little bit about your time with On Bikes and what all we've done over the past 6-7 years now, I guess, or eight.
I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, we started that in 2016 before I ever ran for office, and I mean, that was my big focus before I ran for office. It wasn't until, you know, in the past couple years where I've had to take on a bigger and bigger role in the legislature that I've had to step away from stuff like On Bikes. But after I term out, Walker, if the board will let me back, I'd love to get back and get more involved on the board again. But, I mean, we've given out thousands of bicycles since 2016. We've put a lot of helmets on heads and pedals under feet and gotten a lot of kids out and about and exploring their communities and feeling more independent, and we've helped make Christmas happen along with these organizations. Like, my favorite part about On Bikes has always been that we give these bikes through organizations that are providing so much more assistance to kids throughout the year. So it's really all about like spreading the Christmas spirit.
That's right. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with it. And again, On Bikes Pensacola organization, a group of friends got together and said, how do we raise some money and give bikes to kids for Christmas? And set off and solicited funds, started a 501c3 organization. Thanks to you and Jessica for filling the paperwork out on that one. And, you know, got a good connection with buying bikes directly through Huffy. So we get them unassembled in boxes, have a big bike build. We've been down at the Bay Center now for a few years, putting those bikes together, and that staff down at the Bay Center, goodness gracious, they've been top notch and super helpful. And making the bike build a lot easier than us posting up in maybe a church gym or
the first one was at Sacred Hearts Sacred Conference Hearts. Room.
Oh gosh, yeah, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, and we had great volunteers that have come back every year as well to help us pull that off. And then we have a slow bike ride to help celebrate and fund again the bicycles. All the proceeds go to that. We don't have a paid staff member. We don't. You know, it's all volunteer board, and we've been able to give away almost 5,000 bikes. We're getting closing in on it, to kids right here in this community. And it's been a lot of fun. So, and we got a lot of board members now have babies, that did not prior, Alex and Jessica, y'all being one. And, Courtney's had a couple, and, Holiday's got a teenager now that she did not have when we started. So it's been cool to be with a group that long and us all kind of stick together. And we've got some new folks that have joined us as well. So I know that, you know, again, it's holiday season. And as we close out this hour, let's just, for fun, Alex, real quick, top five Christmas movies all time. Go.
Oh man. Die Hard.
Oh, Die Hard.
A Christmas Story. Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. That's five right there.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff. All right. I'm going to go Home Alone, Elf, Home Alone 2, Oh man, I'm gonna blank. Did I say Elf already?
You got to go through the Christmas sequel movies, yeah. Man. Like, that's the safest way to do it.
Oh, man. Miracle on 34th Street.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back after the break. This is Walker Wilson stepping in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.